Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Guys, welcome back. It's the MI Ice Guys, and we are back on the air, back on the old internet. Coming back after a weird summer. It was wet, it was hot, it was sticky, it was dry, it was cold, it was... Oh my God, I thought we got four seasons in a couple of those weeks. It was crazy out there. And we're jonesing for the ice fishing season. So Steph and I decided to jump in the studio tonight, drink a couple beers, get me a box with everything. We gotta try these things. Steph and I are going to be out there. So you might see us with that new polar craft sitting out there on Reed's Lake with, our little whipper rods right over the edge, seeing if those new lures work even before there's ice. Guys, you know, fishing in the garage is an important thing and getting all your gear ready. And, you know, we're going to talk today about some things that you can do to get ready. Steph's been up in the tree a couple of times, bow hunting. I've been busy on the beer fest trail and everything and getting the yard and the house all ready around. And there's a lot of things you can do, but, you know, on that rainy day or maybe the wind's up and, getting in the climber stand and weaving back and forth and everything could get a little scary. It's a great day to get in the garage and tune some things up. Now, some other things that I want to mention. We got a lot of seminars coming up.
Yeah, a lot of seminars, which is good.
Our buddy Scott over at Allen Bob's. If you see Scott, you tell Scott that you're planning on coming December the 4th. It's a Thursday night. We're going to have a little beer there. We're going to give you a little talk about what we know about ice fishing. We're going to do some Q&A. So if you got a crazy idea, Come on over and bring it and ask an ice guy. And the rumor has it that the grilling guys are going to be there as well.
Yeah, like last year.
So they might be, grilling up a little food for us. We're going to have a little beer. We're going to talk some ice fishing. Scott and Merle have promised to put some deals on. So you can stock up. And I know that Jack from K&E is going to run some kind of gimmick. I mean, last year it was buy a couple, get one free, crazy stuff like that. And these new colors from K&E, I was looking at the PDF that he emailed me, and I'll post that up on miiceguys.com.
Yeah, those nice tungsten Scandia jigs, they went like hotcakes last year.
Oh, yeah.
And there were guys looking for certain colors. They were all geeked about it.
They've got the jewel-eyed ones.
Yep.
Jewel-eyed tungstens at a K&E price. Oh, even my Dutch fishing buddies are going to get into that. That's going to be a wild, wild, wild time. But, hey, guys, it's been a great summer.
It's been a weird summer.
There's been some fishing. You did a little in the river.
Yeah. I'm still catching bluegills that have eggs in them. I'm like, did they not spawn?
That is really, really
weird. It's weird, yeah. So that's been an odd summer of catching some nice-sized bluegills that's still full of eggs. I was just like, really?
And we know that Chad's still up on the river.
Yeah, he's up guiding up on the Manistee now, doing some salmon fishing.
Yeah, that's, the salmon are coming in a little hesitant, but they're starting to come in. We're, what, 2-3 weeks late maybe on those?
Yeah, definitely.
And the leaves are changing a week or two early. Somebody's going to get shortchanged here, and I'm hoping that the ice comes early and it's not us.
I can't wait for the ice. It's going to be phenomenal this year.
I got new modifications to the bucket. Yeah. I haven't even told you about these yet, Steph. So we're going to talk about those today as well.
New bucket mods and, just ice fishing in the garage, getting your gear ready for next year. You know, a lot of us guys that use the old school schoolies, if you ever used a schoolie before, they can hold a lot of line. So you want to fill that spool up with some old fishing line from one of your summertime fishing poles to backfill that spool. And then put your line on top. So when you're reeling fish out of Reed's Lake, you got a lot better pickup per revolution if you got the spool.
Yeah, you're increasing the radius. So
exactly. Yep.
It's just like taking the long way around the mall, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a longer trip so you get more bite and more pickup for the turn. That's a great suggestion. Now, another reason to put a lot of line on there is that through the course of the year, you start to feel some nicks things like that, you can strip some stuff off and not have to do a whole re-spool.
Yep.
I know we experienced that a couple of times last year, especially when we get those real cold days and real hard ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough on line.
Especially when you're using 2-pound test. It doesn't take much of a nick to really weaken that line on you and can cost you a fish if you don't
watch that
and retie.
Then you got to go down to the brewery and start telling the story about that freaking 16-inch. I couldn't get through the hole, and it broke the line. It was so big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, fish stories and barbells are about the same size, I think. So, anyway, well, we're the MI Ice Guys. We're very glad to be back. And we're looking, and I'm watching the ice map to see the first time any silly fool posts a date out there and stuff. So, hey, we're going to be right back with more about fishing in the garage. And we're going to get into some specifics about what to do, how to clean it up, how to get it ready, so that when that ice hits, you're ready to rock and roll. So remember, MIIceGuys.com. We're rocking.
Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one. And my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoes. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
Guys, want to welcome you back. We're the MI Ice Guys in the studio over at Schmoe's Brewery, drinking a couple of pints, listening to our squeaky table, phones going off and everything else while we talk about fishing in the garage. Now, fishing in the garage is an important thing to us because you got to be ready for your season. How many times, Steph, have you got out there and all of a sudden realized, oh, crap, should have took care of that?
I guess I should have sharpened my auger blades or
cleaned out the have you.
Cleaned out your
the dead bait box in the shanty.
It's nothing like opening your bait box and they're all hatched to the little flies and they've all died, you know, and it's
pretty nasty. So, you know, or worse yet, like, well, our good buddy Steph's brother, Al, every year I think those mice eat more and more of his equipment. His shanty is now Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that we've gotten him off that. We got him a suit and he can get on it with us and stuff. But opening up your shanty. Now, if you listen to our last season wrap-up episode that we recorded in the spring, we told you, you know, dryer sheets and things like that. But if you didn't listen to us, hey, you know, you got to clean up that shanty. And, you know, you've got that new Chappelle, the Bay Runner, right?
Yep.
And now you cleaned that up when you put it away and put a little bit of summarizing to it and stuff. But now you're going to pop it up here in the next week or two when you got a blowy day, you can't get up in a tree, or a wet day. And, you know, just kind of get it ready for the season.
Yeah, check it out. Do it a one over, make sure everything's good to go, and make sure the mice didn't get into it. You know, I threw some dryer sheets in there and everything else. And even in the garage, I kept a couple of mice traps lit with peanut butter. So if one does wander by, they can't resist peanut butter. They're going to get smoked in the traps.
But you want to make sure that, you know, your equipment's ready to go, because how many times have you guys out there been there when your buddies call, hey, we're going up to such and such a lake and the bluegills are hitting and we can get out on the ice. We can get out on the ice.
Yeah.
And you go to grab your equipment and, ooh, it's even worse when you do it in front of your buddies at the back of the truck or out on the ice, you know. Here's dead flat mouse.
Well, either that or you go to turn on your flasher and you got a dead battery because you didn't charge it this summer. So
exactly.
If you haven't done it yet, get out there and put that on the charger and charge them up, top them up a bit.
Well, you know, and I also got an email the other day from Thorn Brothers, who is a great online outfit, and they were liquidating some season-old stuff, and they had some shanties that were for sale. Now, if you're looking to upgrade and you're a sight fishing guy, or maybe you got the kids and you need to keep them a little bit warm out there, there's some great deals right now, early season, to get into some of these shanties.
Oh, yeah. Some of the stores might be trying to close out last year's models to get ready for the new year's gear.
Oh, what about those Eskimos that we found online?
Yeah, those are sweet.
There was eBay had some factory seconds. And all that meant was that the ceiling wasn't dark enough. Okay, for a lot of you guys, you don't really worry about how dark the ceiling is. Or you might take some of that spray black and just blacken it up yourself or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like a third of the price. There's some deals out there, guys. But getting your shanty ready, doing some clever things. You know, we've talked in the past about my big shanty, my big shelter. And I put some wire loops on the corners so that I could use the drill to run some lag screws down into the ice. Not having to crawl around on the ground with one of those little ice, those T-screws, you know. Screw them in by hand. I just take the power drill, ram them babies right into the ice.
Yep. And then switch back over to the auger.
Switch back over to the auger and we're ready to fish.
You're good to go.
But doing some prep work like that, getting your auger blades sharp.
Yeah, if you haven't sent them out yet, now's the time. Get them out there and
oh yeah,
get a new edge on them.
If you're in Grand Rapids.
And have a backup set with you. Whenever you go out, bring a backup set. Because there's a lot of times on some of the lakes that we fish, sand can roll out, get blown out on the lake. And you're out there running, and then all of a sudden you find you're just not cutting right. You're taking a lot of effort. Then you can switch out to the new blades, and you're back in business again.
Yeah, bring your 6-inch crescent, your screwdriver, whatever you need on your particular auger to do that. Now, speaking of augers, power augers. Man, I'm telling you, that gas has been sitting there. And if you forgot to put the stable in it, it may have a little funk.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how embarrassed do you want to be standing out there, pulling your arm off out there with a power auger, trying to get that thing started? Fire the thing up.
Yeah. And when you do your mixed gas for those, if you use premium gas, it doesn't have ethanol in it, like the 87.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you buy your gas. Yeah.
Yeah. If you get it that, then it can go bad on you because ethanol attracts water.
So, yeah, check
premium
for water.
Premium in your mix and you're usually good to go.
So, yeah.
That helps.
Entertain the kids. Fire that thing up in the garage. Set it on a piece of cardboard or on a 2x4 and, you know, let that spinner bit right on the front, you know, hold it and stuff. But run the thing. Put some fresh gas in it or get it drained out ready to go.
Put a fresh spark plug in it for the year.
Clean the plug.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
You're sitting right there by the tool chest. Clean the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Be a man. Set that thing up, you know, crank that thing out. Give it a little shine. Fix her up. You guys are really going to appreciate it when you're the guy that walks out on the ice. One pull wonder and cutting holes because you got sharp blades, you got fresh gas in the auger, or if you're like us, you got fresh charged batteries on the drill. And looking over in the corner over here, I'm seeing my augers are sitting there with their keepers on them. Remember to put that keeper on.
Yep.
We've told this story so many times, but I got to reiterate. When you put, you know, modern cordless drill, does not have a key chuck. It's got that little black collar you grab onto and, you know, as hard as you can grip.
Keyless chuck.
And after you go for a while on the thing, starts to loosen up. Well, what happens if it loosens up while you're drilling a hole? Kerplunk. But if you've got that keeper on it. Now, what I mean by the keeper is that plastic ring that goes on a collar on there. And it serves two purposes. Number one, it's bigger than the auger. So that means your auger doesn't go to the bottom of the lake. It's going to catch on the ice. And you're like, phew, oh my God. That was the best investment ever, that little keeper. Number two, from a safety point, you know there's a bolt in there holding that pin in. There's all kinds of things in there that could snag clothing. Even the top of the auger could snag your pants and stuff. And, you know, Steph works industrial safety.
I've seen people put 6-inch bolts through their auger and have it spinning out there, and I'm just like, I could just see disaster waiting on that one.
Oh, it's going to grab that. It's going to grab your jacket
bibs,
or your bibs.
Tear holes in it.
At best, tear holes.
At worst, it could injure you.
Wind you up into the thing and tear a hole in your leg.
Especially with the gas power auger.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that disc on there is going to protect you from it grabbing you and just biting into you and things like that. So it's a good advice to put that thing on there, whether you've got a power auger that's gas-powered or electric.
You're running a drill. And if you run your drill and you want to take the slush out of the hole, you're going to create a lot of water, and that guard will help keep the water from splashing back up on the drill as well.
There you go. Another great use.
So water and electronics, especially a drill, don't mix too well.
Yeah. But, you know, just some prep work on that kind of stuff. Now, your sled. Steph, what's your secret to an easy pulling sled?
Keep it out cold in the garage when you first go out with it. I mean, I will clean it and put a little pledge on it, you know, at the end of the season. So when you get out there and it's cold.
I've been using that Rain-X spray wax.
Oh, yeah.
You bring the sled in where it's hot, in the house where it's warm, or this time of the year, you know, just out in the sunshine. It's a black sled. Oh, whether it's the bottom of your
it'll heat up
your
quick.
Chappelle or your jet sled or whatever brand you have, it's black. It's almost always black plastic. So it heats up pretty fast. And you're drinking a beer and you walk around and you spray the thing with some of that spray wax and give it a gentle wipe to level it out and let it set in the sun and just get into every nook and cranny and crevice in there and create an ultra smooth surface. If you got runners on that, check for burrs.
Yep.
Take a little utility knife, clean the burrs off. You know, a rasp if you've got to clean it up, you know, a big bugger. Because I know dragging mine over the asphalt coming up from the ramp last year.
What tears them up?
Oh, it tears them up huge.
But it's saving the bottom of the sled, and that's what the runners are for.
Yeah. But, you know, while you're fishing in the garage,
hey,
turn on the podcast, listen to us.
Grab the power sander, and you can knock those burrs off real quick and bring back
you
to
get
a smooth service.
You get in your cabinet, you probably got all kinds of toys that you get to use, man. You get power sander, you get the drill out and countersink those new runners on. You decide that rub bars are worn out, you put some new rub bars on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get over to Allen Bob's, get over to one of the other shops, wherever you are in the state, and pick some of that stuff up and get ready. It's a great rainy day thing. Take the kids to the sporting goods show. Take them to the shop. It's a huge bunch of fun for those kids to look at all that stuff with you, and you get to play good time, good parent with them.
Yeah, and it's fun to take the kids out to the seminars because they get some free goodies and hang out and learn some tips and tricks of the trade there. And when they can apply that out on the ice and catch more fish at the end of the day, it's going to make your life happier, and the kids are going to have a great time.
All right, so wrapping up, your Vexilar battery or your flasher battery, mine's a Markham, yours is a Vex. Well, you got both.
I got both.
The Hummingbird boys, you know, charge yours up too, and the Lowrance boys, everybody, charge up your flashers, charge up your camera batteries. Check those batteries to make sure that they're going, that they're working. Check your drill batteries or the gas in your auger.
Auger blades. Yep.
Get your blades sharp. Little shanty maintenance. You know, make sure you don't have holes in there or a zipper that's stuck. I'll tell you, my grandmother always told us, a little bit of bar soap on a zipper makes that zipper work really smooth. It's just, soap's like wax. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, can of wax or bar soap on a zipper. A
little Irish Spring, freshen it right up.
There you go, smelling good. But anyway, we're the In My Eyes guys. And we're talking fishing in the garage. We're going to take a little short break, refill our mugs full of beer, and hope you do too. And we'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about these seminars and have some fun with that. So, miiceguys.com. Remember, keep your eye on that ice map. The winter is coming.
Won't be long.
Hey, guys. You got a picture of your good catch? Maybe that big whopper crappie barely fit through the hole? Whatever it is. Everybody loves seeing a good ice fishing picture. So feel free to upload those to the MI Ice Guys Facebook page. You can find us facebook.com/MI Ice Guys. Hoping to see you some big ones. Hey guys, welcome back. We're drinking beer, talking ice fishing. We're the MI Ice Guys. That's what we do. The water isn't hard yet, but we've been talking fishing in the garage. Now, fishing in the garage means a lot of things and getting ready for the season. But an important part of fishing in the garage, I think, is the educational point.
Yeah.
getting a little smart on ice fishing. Now, there's a lot of great seminars out there, and we put on a couple of good ones. Our first one's coming up on December the 4th. It's a Thursday night. Now, Big Joe C, if you're listening, you better bring all your buddies and sit in the front row again, because we like guys that pay attention.
And ask questions.
And ask questions. Yes, we love the questions. Speaking of which, on our website, if you guys haven't already found on miiceguys.com, you got the Ask an Ice Guy. And I did a little programming, so that goes to all three of us. And one of us will shoot you an answer. If not, all three of us will shoot you an answer. And it's kind of funny. One guy told me that all three of us gave him a different answer. And he went out and tried all three answers, and all three worked. So we must be geniuses. But our very first ice seminar this year is at Al and Bob Sports. And they're located over there on Division, right by the Beltline Bar. So you could have a burrito before or after.
Yeah.
But the rumor is the grilling guys might be there. You might not be hungry anymore.
Well, last year it was fantastic. They cooked some venison and some burgers and different things out there. It was great.
We may have to dig into the freezer and find them a little salmon, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, I think I still got maybe a couple pounds of crappie left over from last winter.
Heck yeah, they can do some fish tacos or something. That'd be fantastic.
I might have to get out on the grill and teach them how that. But anyway, after that, we've got the 6th and 7th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday down at DNR Sports. Now, that's just off to the west side of Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
That show was crazy last year.
That was fantastic last year. We had a great turnout. It was a couple of busy days. A lot of people in there. They wiped out the product.
Not only did... They wiped out the product. People were in a buying frenzy. And, you know, the vendors come out for that. I know that when Chad was running the HT booth over there, he had some deals going on. We were working the K&E booth. Jack came through on that. And then Bill Ferris, he's going to be running the K&E show on the road in Michigan this year. He said, we're doing those kind of deals again. You're going to get some great lures at a really great price. You need a lure box like Steph and I have. You know, it's a folio. You open it up and it's like a book of, oh, what are we going to tackle them next with?
Or like in my case, I got four of those books.
Well, yeah, Steph's got an issue.
This one's filled full of 4 mils. This one's filled full of 3 mils. And it's like, this one has all the hole in the heads in it.
Borrow one once in a while, I might have an intervention.
I got a jig addiction.
I think you have an equipment addiction. I've seen your boat. Not alone with ice fishing, but Steph fishes all year long. I go to beer fest season, he goes to softwater fishing. It's a great thing. But at these seminars, they've got great deals going in conjunction with it. The sponsoring manufacturers bring in some awesome buy it that night deals, not to mention the education that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we do them. Last year, they brought in Brosdale. He did them. We've been talking with our buddy Norm Smith over in the Lansing area. He's talking about having his little seminar again, and he always brings in the father-son team, the Niffins.
Yep.
Brings in the Niffins and usually gets old Myron up there to tell us a wild tale or two.
Myron or Mike Bodecker.
Oh, when Bodecker starts spinning a yarn.
It's our gold medalist, you know.
Yep. Mm. And you might even get Dave Young to tell you a story off, in private up by the bar or something.
He's always good for a tight lining lesson.
Oh, and when they get passionate about that, it's a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. So the educational thing, and it's not only just for you, but for the kids as well. A lot of times, they have some specials on for the kids. Teaching a youth how to fish. I know that with you, Steph, that's one of your big things. When you go out on the national circuit.
Yeah, we do that kids' ice camp. We get hundreds of kids at each tournament we do around the nation, and HT supplies all free poles for all the kids to take home. And then we have pre-rigged poles that we go out and fish with them.
Well, I know I've got a picture of you with, I think, a niece's pole in your hand. It was bright pink, and you were catching fish with it.
Might have been a Barbie pole.
Could have been. Well, your brother, Ike, he's got no shortage on the kids.
Mm.
stocking up the whole family on those.
More on the way.
Oh, my gosh. Again? Ike. Hey. But anyway, bring the kids out. Get them out of mom's hair for a night or an afternoon and join us at one of these seminars. Now, I know that the 20th of December, they've told us that we're going to be up to Claire at Jay's Sporting Goods. And there's a rumor that we may end up over to Frank's for his. And I've had talks with a couple other places. I'm not ready to say where. That may have us over for a couple of those.
Yeah. We'll post those on our website as they come about.
Oh, yeah. MIIceGuys.com will be your ice fishing source of information. And we're also going to do some new reviews, as we mentioned last segment.
New products.
K&E's got some new jigs out there, baby. We're going to be testing them out. Old Jack called me up the other day, and he says, we got this. I said, just send them all. Steph and I will be out there. Even if we got to lay a sheet of plywood on the ice to get out there, we're going to get out there and test them.
We'll try them out in a polar craft.
Oh, yeah. We might go out in there in a couple weeks on the polar.
Yeah.
Swing a line over that and stuff.
Bring some waxies and spikes. We'll go out there and give them a shot.
Exactly. So get down to your local bait shop. Find out if they're having one. If you're not close to Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo, where we're going to be, or even Claire. It's worth the drive. I mean, going to Jay's.
That's a long haul.
Well, yeah, it's a long haul, but it you know, you spend the day, you have lunch, you look at the whole thing, and there's everything you need.
Yeah, Big Buck Brewery's not far away.
Yeah, Big Buck's around the corner. Oh, that's the other Jays.
Oh, the other Jays.
We're at Claire.
Claire. All right.
Hey, there's a nice little burger joint down the way. But coming over to those things, and a lot of our friends come over and see us at these seminars. And it's a great thing to be able to ask the questions and hear our stories about how we do our approach to pan fishing ice. And we kind of, our seminars are really about tournament style fishing. Now, that's great for you guys that, you know, aren't retired yet, need to get out on the ice, catch some fish, and get back to whatever you were doing, whether it's kids' functions or back to work or house or whatever you needed to do. We teach you kind of express fishing.
Yeah. It's a lot of practical tips there that basically helps you get your bucket filled full of keepers.
Oh, yeah. And next episode, we're going to probably do the ice safety one, where we're going to talk about how to come back alive every time and not wet. Because it's kind of embarrassing. You can't go to the bar afterwards and stuff. So that's an important feature, too. But we're going to be covering a lot of those tips and tricks out at the seminar. So keep up on Ice Guys, you know, MIIceGuys.com. We have a little subscribe thing down at the bottom of the page where every time we post something, it's going to alert you through an email so that you know, hey, the MIIce Guys are doing something. And also keep an eye on that ice map. That's going to be a very important thing, especially early in the season. Now we know late in the season. Yeah. We could drive the trucks out. What do we need ice maps for?
Mm-hmm.
But early in the season, it's going to be very important.
It's fantastic to know when the ice starts getting on, where it's good at. And because different lakes freeze over at different rates, depending on their size and depth. So it varies greatly.
And what the cover is to the west.
Yep.
With our predominant west wind. We ought to bring in a meteorologist this year.
No doubt.
I know a cute one from Channel 13. She's got red hair.
There we go.
I know she isn't listening, so I can say that. But anybody that knows me knows that our good friend Alana from Channel 13 here in Grand Rapids, WZZM, she's giving her hand at roller derby, too. So maybe we'll get her in, give us a forecast on the ice for the year. That could be fun. But anyway, the MIIce Guys, we got seminars coming up. You guys really, really should come out and join us for a couple of those. We have a great time. You can walk right up, especially if we have a beer in our hands. We're willing to talk to anybody about ice fishing, answer the questions if we can.
Yeah.
Call the buddies over. You might even hear a tournament story from the Worlds. If you know, Chad's going to be with us on most of those, and he's been 3-4 years now running to the Worlds. It's been a phenomenal thing.
Yeah, he took the bronzer that one time.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago. Only time I ever saw him in a suit.
Yeah.
scary thing. Well, we're the MI Ice Guys, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that fish in the garage. We're going to talk a little bit of prep on the little stuff. So we'll be right back.
How would you like your business to be part of MI Ice Guys? We're always looking for sponsors to help us pay the bills, get us out there on the ice a little more, and get you the exposure you need. Whether your business is related to ice fishing, or you just think that ice fishermen would like to know about you, drop us a line at report@miiceguys.com, and we'll get you in contact with the right people to see what we can do to work together. Once again, that's miiceguys.com, and you can contact us there at any time.
Guys, welcome back. It's the MI Ice Guys. Third beer of the night, talking fishing in the garage.
It's time to talk gear.
It's time to talk the little gear. We little talked gear. About the big stuff. We talked about the seminars. We mentioned the jigs earlier. There are some cool new jigs coming out. But the jigs that you got, there's a little maintenance you need to do on those. Now, I know, Steph, you're really, really good about organizing your damn jigs.
Yeah, because I got so many boxes. But it's good to not only organize them, but if you got some favorite jigs that you used a lot and caught a lot of fish on, check those hooks out. Make sure they're good and secure. Sharpen them.
Make sure they don't have a little corrosion on them, man. This stuff sets underwater. And if you're, you know, not real aggressive about it, it may set underwater for a long time.
Or if it's your favorite jig and it's your last one, you might want to hunt you down a couple more new ones.
Yeah, it's the time of the year when the stores are going to be full.
Oh, yeah.
Be the first guy out there to get some of that stuff. But also, hooks. Make sure that hook is sharp. You know, I went through my box the other day, and I found a couple of them. I was pulling them out, checked the hooks. I had some where the foam that I had put it in had stuck to the hook.
Oh, yeah.
Now I got to clean the hook. You got to go through. You got to clean it. Maybe even sharpen it a little bit. That small of a hook, it's kind of hard to sharpen, but you can at least inspect it.
And check the angles on your hook. After you've caught a few fish over the years, those hooks bend. So you want to take a look at that hook and make sure the angle's right so you don't miss any hook sets.
Oh, yeah. I just thought about a dirty joke. I'm not going to tell about that. But, you know, that gap gets a little wide, you know.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. A little adjustment.
So, you know, a little bit of maintenance on the jigs, cleaning them up, organizing them, making sure they don't have that stuff on there. Make sure there's not a rod in the case that's gone funky. You know, you put them away in the spring, and in the spring it's wet. Yep. And make sure you don't have no growth or funk in your rod case and stuff like that. And, you know, while you're looking at the rods, you know, one of my favorite things to do is pull the spindle off. I use Open Face. And I've got a couple of schoolies that, you know, you've convinced me to use schoolies. And I know I'm lazy. I only use them in short water. But lubrication. Get yourself some lube. There's some bearings in there. There's some cleanup you can do. There's some things that just need to be lubricated so that, yeah, I mean, you're running smooth.
With your ice fishing gear, you want to use a very light lubricant. Sometimes if you even buy a new reel, and it's really cold out and you're fishing, it'll freeze up. That grease will get really firm in there, and it doesn't operate very well. Well, so sometimes you want to clean that grease out and put in just a lighter grease so it works great.
Oh, yeah. You want to get a little bit of light oil in there. If you're going to use a lube, I really recommend a silicone base.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number one, it's probably a little more environmentally friendly. Number two, I find that they don't pick up as much dirt. You know, you put lint and everything with your case. It's lined and everything. You're handling it with gloves. There's lint all over the place. It's a dry atmosphere. The sand that you mentioned earlier that blows in.
Yeah, from the dunes or wherever you got.
Yeah, just the beach over there where the guy, you know, half got stuck with that crappy Dodge he drives or whatever. And threw a little sand out on the ice. Now that's going to blow around because invariably we're going to have a windy day.
Oh, yes.
And that's going to blow right across the ice. Now all of a sudden it's getting into your stuff. And, oh, man.
Another thing to sit down and look at and maybe sort them out or make sure they're still in good condition is all your plastics. Chaz and I fish a lot of plastics in the wintertime. We don't fish bait, rarely. We're primarily plastic fishermen. So check your plastics. Make sure they're still in good condition.
Yeah, and when you get in the box and you find those chewed up ones, throw them in memory lane, okay? Don't leave them in your box. Throw them in memory lane.
Toss them, take inventory, and reorder.
Reorder. You know, hey, K&E, Jack told me they're coming out with more plastics this year, and I think that's primarily you and I's fault.
Awesome.
Because when we outfish the K&E pros, when they're using bait, well, now we're K&E pros, but when you fish outfish those guys, and
they take notice,
they're like, well, we should sell some plastics. Last year, they had that nice little three-pack with three good colors.
Yeah, our favorite, chartreuse.
Rose and the white.
The glow.
Yeah, that white glow. And they took notice. And this year, they've got more of them. I think Jack was looking over our shoulder and all those pictures that we posted on Facebook and such of all the fish that we caught. And we kept showing off the lure. Well, it was K&E lure, but it wasn't their plastic. This year, it could be their plastics.
Yep.
But take that inventory. Get that figured out. Find out what you need. Get your jigs. Get your plastics. Get all the stuff you need. If you go crazy a little bit and buy some new stuff, try some stuff. You can't wait for Steph and Chad and Chaz to go out and test everything for you. We do appreciate that you value our opinions, but you know, we'd love to hear from you that you found something really great out there too. And try it out. Now, line. We touched on line earlier. There's a lot of schools of thought on line. Now, you and I, we go pretty lightweight. 2 pound, 1 pounds. We've got, both of us got reels loaded with both.
I mainly use 2 and 4 pound and some 1. But I'm tight lining, so I'm using the high-vis yellow, watching my line. And if you want a slower presentation or you're fishing for some bigger crappies, it's nice to have that 4 pound, and you can slow your presentation down with the size of the line, the way it reacts with the size of the jig.
Oh yeah, and you know, our number one thing is check your line condition. UV is bad for line.
Yeah.
So you're out there and you're sitting in the beautiful sunshine. Yeah, the wind's blowing, but the wind doesn't blow UV away. So maybe you got to strip a little line off. Maybe you got to whole reline the reel. You know, line is not that expensive, and it's a lot better to catch the fish than break off something. You know, we talked earlier about nicks in your line. Give it a little inspection. You got the time. It's going to be a rainy day in the garage somewhere along the way. And sitting in the house in the way of the wife and the kids and everything, and they're watching something on TV that, oh, my God, you wouldn't be caught dead watching. That's what you got a garage for. You're a man. Get out there and grab your ice fishing gear and check it out.
And the type of line makes a difference, too. I mean, I mainly strictly fish mono, and mono floats, so that's going to affect your jig action. Now, guys and stuff, and they're all going to fluorocarbon or braids and such, and it's...
You remember that year I tried the braid?
Yeah, they seem to hold a lot of water, and it makes your eyelets freeze up real quick when you reel up.
I had the spool freeze up with the braid.
Yep.
You know, braid's probably fine on your tip-ups.
It's okay for like a walleye rod.
Oh, yeah.
When you want to run something braid down to then your mono or your fluoro leader, that's fantastic. But for pan fishing, not so good.
Yeah, you're catching a 7 to 12-inch crappie or bluegill. You need a little more sensitivity, especially the crappie, because we all know they're just a tuck it between the cheek and gum types. Yep. They look like your brother chewing. Oops, that I hope his wife doesn't hear he's chewing again. But the idea behind it is the sensitivity to it. And the florals, I tried them last year a little bit, and I'm not convinced. I'm still a mono guy, but I saw guys catching fish on them, so I can't badmouth them. But you need to figure out what your gear is and what it is. And if you find the opportunity to buy a big spool, what are those, 3,000 yard spools that you get?
Yeah, the 2,400 yard spools.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, he orders them online, or he special orders them through a shop, and or we get them through a sponsor. We'll admit to that. But getting enough line and it's the good line that you like, stock up on it. Keep it in a paper bag or in a box or something so it's not getting light on it. It extends that life. Keep it somewhere where the temperature's fairly consistent.
Yeah, basement closet works great for storing that gear. It's just...
Yeah, yeah, because hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. It's a stressor, just like any other material. So you want to make sure that you have all of that stuff figured out, hooks, jigs, stocking up on the plastic, stocking up on everything you need. And if you've got one rod that really just needs to be part of a taxidermy exhibit because it's too old, too janked up, worn out, whatever, come out to one of those seminars, man. They're going to be making deals.
Yeah, some good deals on those whipper rods, I can guarantee.
Oh, yeah. Jack will be giving up the ship on those whipper rods. We love those little things.
Sensitive.
For an economy rod, that is a great deal. Jack, it's going to cost you a lunch one day for all this good product placement we've been putting out there for you. But we're the MI Ice Guys, and we're talking about fishing in the garage. When we come back, we're going to kind of shoot out our... We're going to borrow the line from my friend Joppy, we're going to bring this train to the station. But really what we're going to do is tell you our dream list. Some of the new things that we've seen, read about, and some ideas that we got about getting some new things. MIIceGuys.com. If you haven't already, put those shortcuts on your phone for the ice map. It's going to become necessary.
Hey, remember to stop on out to MIIceGuys.com and report the ice thickness where you're fishing. Help us all out in knowing where there's safe ice. Check out the map online at MIIceGuys.com.
And we're back. Is there ice yet?
It's on the way.
Oh, my God. The weather. It's up. It's down. Who knows where it's going to be? So I'm getting my stuff ready. I think you're getting your stuff ready. We've been working on this stuff all along. You know, we tinker with it probably more than most. I mean, my flasher's sitting right here to the right of me. My auger's over here to the left of me. I'm in heaven, just not right now with my equipment ready to go. And we were just talking about getting those blades sharp and all those things. But the wish list, what do you want new this year? I know I'm still jonesing about the GPS integrated with the flasher.
Android.
Oh, yeah. If they put it in an Android operating system, I would just be, in seventh geek ice fishing heaven. It would be just absolutely wonderful. But, you know, the equipment that we have is pretty darn good stuff, but there is some new colors coming out with jigs and stuff, and we've mentioned that stuff. And I've also seen that there's some new reels coming out this year.
A lot of inline reels coming out to imitate, like, basically the schoolie concept.
Yep. They're high-tech schoolies for $70 instead of 11.
Or five,
yeah. Well, you buy them in bulk. But, you know, there's some things that are coming out there. You know, we talked that Nils has new auger coming out, but you got to understand and do your little research. Yep. As you were mentioning, a Nils auger has a special blade sharpening system because it's a curved blade.
You can't get it sharpened everywhere. And once it gets dull, a lot of times you're not going to have a spare backup $60 cutting head for it in your back pocket ready to go.
Yeah. So we're kind of fans of the Strike Master series, which is a flat blade that we know that our friends at a couple of the different bait shops around
can sharpen them locally.
They can sharpen them locally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big deal. So we get...
and the blades are available locally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for, what, $30 you get a new set?
Yeah, $20-$30.
Yeah. And so you can keep those in the bottom of your hopper bucket with a wrench, and you're ready to change them out if you run into that situation.
And a lot of those new blades come with an extra set of, you know, nuts and bolts in case you lose one. Or if that falls off down the hole and you got a blade hanging there and it's like, this is no good.
Yeah, changing in the field, that's a bad thing. And, you know, you want to make sure that you got the right tools. So, you know, that's part of your preparation kit of getting that ready and stuff. Now, some of the other new things that I saw is, you know, of course, every year there's a whole new line of spring bobbers and for the those of you guys that use those, I mean, we're tight line guys, but also I've seen there's a whole rash of new rods coming out. There's even some guys touting some new material in these rods. So I think, you know, it may be really worth a trip down to the bait shop to see what's new, see what's out there in new colors for your jigs. Philip, buy another folio like Steph, you know, and open another book of jigs, you know, get some stuff. And maybe it's time to, you know, check the old tip up. How long since you did a little maintenance on that? Oh my God. Some of those your granddad gave you. And some of you guys are granddads yourselves, so that's kind of an old unit. Maybe a new line on there, or check out the leader. Make sure your swivels aren't rusted up and not swiveling. Things like that. You know, you need to do a little cleanup on that stuff.
I'd like to see some new tungsten jigs come out this year.
Oh, well, there's a lot of new colors, but I've heard tell of a couple of new shapes.
Yeah. I'd like to see some tungsten hole in the heads that are a little more unique.
Yeah, we're going to have to find somebody that's got a block of tungsten that's going to carve those out for us so we can do some experimentation. I think the MIS guys need lead the development pattern on this. I know that once we figure it out, our buddies will
If you got any connections on that, send us a message on our website.
Yeah, if you can handle tungsten, call us up. We're all about giving you our ideas and see if we can make a little money together. Now, I also saw that Clam and Otter have released a whole new set of shelters out there in various sizes. I saw Eskimo has another big pop-up. And HT, they announced another big pop-up, I think, this year.
And Chappelle's coming out with another Bay Runner 2 or a bigger Bay Runner.
Oh, a bigger Bay Runner.
Yep.
Now, that Bay Runner that you got, that's a really clever little unit and stuff. And for those of you guys that are fishing with your kids, and we really encourage that, you always want to think about, do I have room to bring the kids along? And, okay, that kid's not so small anymore. You know, maybe your kid's taking driver's ed. So, you know, all of a sudden it's like Steph and I sitting in a shelter. You got to have, I mean, the kids, now he's an adult or she's an adult. You got to have a little room in there for that stuff. Get out there and figure out how you can keep them fishing and keep the ideas going on that stuff. We've also seen that they're doing some more advancements in batteries for the electric augers. And that's going to be a kind of a cool thing to see out there. A lot of people are out there for the quiet. I know a couple of people gave, not us because we're on the drills, but other people dirty looks and they fired up those loud, noisy gas augers. Now, if you're out in Minnesota where you're putting the extension on and starting on the tailgate of the truck like Steph has told us about out there, a gas auger is a definite. And if you haven't got into the small holes like we have with our little 4 and 5 inch augers running on drills, you know, gas auger is still a good viable option. But just like any other auger, you want to be prepared with the blades sharpened. You want to make sure it's running good and all that kind of stuff. But these electrics that are out there, I saw the ones that now are powered off the battery in your quad. And that's pretty cool. Now, on your quad stuff, you got that big old monster Can-Am. You got a power port where you can run an electric auger?
Yeah, there's a 12-volt cigarette lighter plug-in for it.
Cool. And that's enough juice to...
Yeah, it's good for the GPS, fish finder, or whatever you want to run on that thing.
All right. Now, do you still have access to one of those ions? Didn't you play with one of those for a while?
No, Chad did.
Chad did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's got a Milwaukee drill like the rest of us.
Yeah, those Milwaukee's 28 volts. They rock on the ice. I mean, you got to hang on to it, though.
Oh, yeah. It ain't for the little fellers. No, it's
750 pounds of torque. So when that thing catches on something, you better be holding on.
Now, just as a little aside, I found something to do with my 28-volt Milwaukee this year in the summer. I discovered the technology of pulling pork. And we welded up a little pork puller. And we had a couple of pig roasts this summer, and Steph helped me out with one of them, where we essentially did all the pulled pork off of an entire 160-pound hog in about 20 minutes. It was all pulled, shredded, put into serving pans, and put into the warmers. It was crazy what you can do with that. So if you guys want to know more about that, check out the Facebook page. You'll find some stuff there where you can follow around and figure out about pork pullers, or go to porkpuller.com. There's a guy out there selling them. Yeah. We welded up our own. But I'm thinking there's other things we can do with that. My brother said, can we smash taters with it? I'm like, sure, why the hell not? But guys, you know, as the year goes along, and we're just getting started, here it is, beginning of October. We took a night off because of the winds and stuff out of climbing up the tree stands to talk to you guys. And we're probably going to have a couple other days where we're going to go out and, like we mentioned, get out on the boat, do a little
scouting.
Scouting, yeah. We got this brand new boat that Steph bought us so that we can go out with all kinds of gizmos and electronics and our phones and log some places. So you guys really ought to be doing that too, to make sure that you are the smartest, best prepared guy on the ice. Do your fishing in the garage. Get all this stuff ready to go.
Because before you know it, it's going to be here.
We're going to walk on water. Yep. And that's the greatest time of the year. Now, another thing, and we forgot to mention about your suits. Our stinky buddy, Chad. And for all of you that know Chad and have sat in a warm truck with him with his ice fishing suit on, knows he does not know the technology of a washing machine and to clean his suit so it does not smell like 4 years of dead fish and bait and such. Clean your suit up. Maybe it's time for a new suit. We both got the white ice camo from HT last year.
Yeah, Polar Fire.
Oh, that Polar Fire is great stuff.
Nice.
There's a lot of great suits out there. Steph's got floating suits and... all those suits are meant to be windproof, a little bit waterproof, got knee pads so you can jump down there on the ice, pull those fish.
Yep.
Whether you're fighting a tip up or just that crappie that spit a hook.
Yeah, the way these suits are designed nowadays, you basically can wear your shanty.
They got great pockets, places to store things and all those things, but clean those pockets out.
Add you some forceps.
Yeah.
Put them on little zingers.
Get your retractors for all your gizmos, and think about how you're packing your suit just like you'd pack a tackle box, because it is a combo of packing a tackle box and a shanty. And if you want to be a hole hopper like us, jump from hole to hole, you got to be mobile, baby. Another thing that Steph mentioned earlier is maybe a little waterproofing. You know, they got that silicone waterproof spray that you can spray on there.
Yeah.
Especially around the moving joints and stuff. If you're going to be out there, you know, we all get that day when it starts raining on the ice and you don't want to give up on fishing and you're wearing your shanty. You're not in a shelter. You want to do that.
Or it's slushy. Make sure you hit those knees good. When you're kneeling in slush, you got that.
Knees.
Yep.
And soap on the zippers.
There you go.
That's going to be my new thing. Get your soap on a rope to put on the zippers. Well, it's been a crazy night, and we're about out of beer, so we're going to head back out to the tap room, get another couple of pints, and wind down. But we're going to say goodnight, and good fishing to you. Come out and join us at one of our things. Remember, miiceguys.com. Not only is it the most intense, inclusive ice map in the state, but it is also a great resource for events, tournaments. Oh, I broke the seal on tournaments. We got big news coming in the future on tournaments. So watch MIIceGuys.com about tournaments, events, and all the great things that are going to make your fishing life so much better. So goodbye from Chaz and
Steph.
We're the MIIceGuys, and as soon as Chad gets off the river, he'll be in on the podcast with us as well.
I'll drag him down here.
Stay safe, boys.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on miiceguys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.